请翻开《腓立比书》第三章。
Please turn to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3.
第十二节到第十四节。
Verse 12 to verse 14.
我们翻到以后，我们请大家一起同声来读。
When you have flipped to this passage, let us read it together.
我们读的时候，帮我们尽量读得整齐一点。
When we read this, let us try to read in unison.
因为这三节圣经啊，如果不读得整齐啊，就没有味道了。
Because if these three verses you do not read in unison, then you will lose the meaning.
所以我们要好好的读这三节圣经。
So let us work at reading these three verses.
好，预备，来。这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。念得非常的好。
You read very well.
好像从来没有念过这么好的过。
Seems like this is the best that we've done before.
我们在读希伯来书十二章第一节。
Let us read Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1.
希伯来书十二章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1.
好，我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。好。我们再翻回来读《腓立比书》第三章第八节。
Let us turn back to Philippians chapter 3, and read verse 8.
腓立比书第三章第八节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 8.
好，不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主基督耶稣为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事。看作粪土，为要得着基督。好，我们读经先读到这里，我们再有一点祷告。
Let us have some prayer.
主，我们感谢赞美你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you for your grace.
早晨聚集我们众人一同在你的脚前。
You have gathered all the saints before your feet.
主，在你的面前就有满足的喜乐。
We have fullness of joy in you.
在你右手有永远的福乐。
In your hands there is eternal joy.
我们赞美你，早晨我们又经历到这样的喜乐在我们心中。
We thank you this morning we have once again experienced this joy in our hearts.
因此我们在为下面一段时间来仰望你。
So Lord, for this time before us, we look to you.
求主再对我们的心来开启。
Once again, opened, revealed to our hearts.
好，让我们知道我们当怎么样往前行。
To show us what we...The way we must go in.
主，我们求你来遮盖我们一切的软弱。
Lord, we ask that you cover all our weaknesses.
好，叫我们说的和我们主听的人都能蒙恩典。
That the one who speaks and the one who hears may receive grace.
我们这样祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
我们感谢主，早晨让我们有机会再一同来交通主的话。
We thank the Lord that this morning we have an opportunity to fellowship on the word of God.
我有很多很多的时间来想想这一次要交通的话。
I had a lot of time to consider what I would share this morning.
因为从上一次与弟兄姊妹交通到这一次，差不多有一个半月的时间。
Because from the last time I shared, it's been almost a month and a half.
我在主面前寻求主应当与弟兄姊妹交通什么样的话语。
So I've been seeking before the Lord what words to share before.With the brothers and sisters.
我特别想到主在夏令会里面退休会里面他对我们所说的话。
I especially thought about the words that the Lord spoke to us during the summer conference.
因此就盼望能够在那个话语的以后面来鼓励弟兄姊妹怎么样往前去。
And I wanted to encourage your brothers and sisters from those words, the way forward, a path forward.
那我就想到了腓立比书第三章这里面的话。
And I thought of the words in Philippians chapter 3.
那腓立比书第三章从十二节到第十四节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 12 to 14.
因此早晨我们的交通主要就是从这三节圣经里面出来。
So this morning our fellowship will mainly come out of these three verses.
我们感谢神，在以赛亚书里面有一句话。
We thank the Lord, there is a word in Isaiah.
就是神的话就像雨雪一样从天而降，它不突然返回的。
The word of the Lord is like the rain that waters the earth, it does not return in vain.
因此我们相信主在我们当中所说过的一切的话都是如此。
So we trust that all the words the Lord has spoken to us is like this.
每次当神对我们说话，
Every time the Lord speaks to us,
这些话都不会突然返回。
These words will not return to him in vain.
这些话乃是要成就他所喜悦的事。
These words will accomplish what he desires.
因此我们在主的面前要有这样的信心。
So before the Lord, we need to have this faith.
每一次当主在我们心里面说话的时候，
Each time when the Lord speaks to us in our hearts,
我们就要在主的面前来寻求。
We need to seek before the Lord.
他在我们身上要成就什么样的事？
What is it that he wants to accomplish in us?
因为如果我们主要说话的话，
If our Lord wants to speak,
他一定有事要成就。
He has something that he wants to accomplish.
要不然他就不说。
Or else he would not speak.
因为神不会说话去突然的说话的。
Because God does not speak frivolously.
因此在我们当中我们常常要有这样的一个寻求。
So we need to have this this desire among us.
主的话在我的身上要成就什么事？
What is it that the Lord wants to accomplish in me through his words?
让我们在主的面前有这样的祷告。
Let us have this prayer in us.
主你对我说这话要成就什么事？
Lord, what is it that you want to accomplish in me through these words?
当我们这样来面对主的话，
When we come before the Lord in this way,
主的话就能更多的来祝福我们。
His words can bless us.
从这三段圣经里面，今天我盼望能够交通四件事情。
From these three verses, I want to fellowship on four points.
头一件事情是在第十二节里面。
The first point is in verse 12.
保罗说，我不是说我已经得着了。
Paul says, not that I have already obtained all this.
已经完全了。
Or have already been made perfect.
我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣所以得着我的。
But I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me.
所以头一点我所要交通的，就是我们不是已经得着了。
So the first point I want to make is that it's not that we have already obtained this.
换句话说，我们还有许多未得之地。
In other words, we have many things that we have not yet obtained.
如果保罗能够说出这样的话，
If Paul can say this,
他说他还没有得着，
If he has not obtained it,
那我们当然都不能说我们已经得着了。
Then of course none of us can say that we have obtained it.
因为我们没有一个人有保罗这样的一个经历。
Because none of us have had the experiences that Paul had.
保罗在腓立比书三章第五节的时候，他说这样一句话。
Paul said in Philippians chapter 3 verse 5.
他说他是在第八天就受割礼的。
He said he was circumcised on the eighth day.
弟兄姊妹，保罗是完全按照犹太人的那个传统所被生出来的一个人。
He was born under the traditions of the Jews.
所以他是在第八天受割礼的。
So he was circumcised on the eighth day.
他受割礼不是在第七天。
He was not circumcised on the seventh day.
也不是在第九天。
Or the ninth day.
他受割礼是按照圣经的吩咐，是第八天受割礼的。
He was circumcised on the eighth day according to the scriptures.
所以他在传统上，他是一个真实的一个以色列人。
So in terms of tradition, he is a true is a Jew.
从律法上来说，他是法利赛人。
From the law, he is a Pharisee.
法利赛人在以色列人当中是最被尊重的一般人。
The Pharisees were the most respected people among the Israelites.
因为他们是认识神的律法的。
Because they understood the law of the Lord.
从热心上来说呢，他是逼迫教会的。
as a, from a legalistic point of view, he persecuted the church.
保罗说，从律法的意义上来讲，他是无可指责的。
And from a legalistic point of view, he was blameless and righteous.
弟兄姊妹，就是光从保罗信主以前，他的这一些经历，就已经是超过许许多多的人。
Even before he knew the Lord, his experiences surpassed many people.
有谁能够说从律法的意义上来说，我是无可指责的呢？
Who can say from the point of the law that he is righteous and blameless?
不但如此，保罗在大马色的路上，他认识了耶稣基督。
Not only so, on the road to Damascus, he knew the Lord Jesus Christ.
他不但认识基督，他从耶稣基督直接的得到启示。
Not only did he know the Lord Jesus Christ, he received direct revelation from the Lord.
没有多少人能够说他们从耶稣基督直接得到启示。
Not many people can say they received direct revelation from Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗虽然没有像门徒一样活在主耶稣的那个时代。
Although Paul was not like the disciples who lived at the time of Jesus.
然而他在加拉太书里面一再的说，他的启示是从耶稣基督直接而来的。
Yet in Galatians he asserted that his revelation came directly from Jesus Christ.
不但如此。
Not only so.
在哥林多后书里面，他说他曾经有一次被提到第三层天的一个经历。
In 2 Corinthians he said he was taken up to one time he was taken up to the third heaven.
我不知道如果当中我们哪个弟兄被主提到了第一层天的话。
I don't know if there's any brothers and sisters here that's been taken up to the first heaven.
那回来以后呢，一定要开记者会，一定要写书，一定要做很多的事。
If that happened, this person would come back and have a press conference or write a book.
哦，那是一个很大的事情。
It's a great thing.
但是保罗这个第三层天的经历，他到十四年以后，他才说了一点。
This yet for Paul, this experience of being taken up to the third heaven, he only mentioned a little bit after 14 years.
在这么多属灵的经历之后
，in all his spiritual experiences,
保罗所说，我所夸的是我的软弱。
The thing that he says is that he boasts in his weakness.
所以当保罗在腓立比书说，我不是说我已经得着了。
So when Paul says, not that I have already obtained all this.
就是保罗看见他在主的面前还没有得着。
Because before the Lord, he does not see himself having obtained everything.
这不是讲到保罗自己所得的太少。
It's not that he has not received, it's not because he received too little.
乃是表示他所看见基督的丰富太大。
It is because he see that the abundance of Christ is so great.
因此他说他要竭力来追求。
That's why he says he wants to press on to take.To take hold of for which Christ Jesus took hold of him.
这是早晨我要弟兄姊妹一同来思想的。
This is the matter that I want the brothers and sisters to consider this morning.
想想在我们身上，主要我们所得着，我们还没有得着的事。
Let us consider the things that the Lord wants us to receive that we have not yet received.
我们身上还有主要我们得着的。
There's something that the Lord wants us to receive.
但是我们一直没有得着。
But we have not yet received it.
如果保罗有这样的一个心愿
，If Paul has this heart，
要来竭力的来追求
，to press on， to take hold of this，
那我们里面是不是应当更加的来竭力来追求
？Then should we not also have this heart to press on to take hold of？
6月底的时候，我们全家回到。台湾去了。
At the end of June, our whole family went back to Taiwan.
所以在台湾我们有两个礼拜的时间。
So we had 2 weeks in Taiwan in June.
这一次回到台湾的时候呢，我姐姐带我们全家到花莲去。
This time when we went to Taiwan, my sister brought our whole family to 花莲。
你们不是从台湾来的人啊，大概不知道什么是花莲。
If you're not from Taiwan, you probably do not know what Hualien is.
有没有听过花莲呢？
Have you ever heard of this place?
那是一个非常好的地方啊。
It is a very good place.
特别是花莲呢，有一段路哈，是从太鲁阁到那个天祥那一段路。
Because there is a road in this place that goes from one place to another place.
好，我们慢慢来哈。台湾很多的山。
In Taiwan there are many mountains.
四分之三呢的台湾都是山。
Three quarters of Taiwan's land is covered by mountains.
所以整个台湾的中央都是一个大的山脉，叫中央山脉。
So in the middle of Taiwan there is a mountain range called the Central Taiwan Mountain.
那所以从那个台湾西部的人呢，没有办法到台湾的东部；台湾东部的人呢，没有办法到台湾的西部。
So the people from the east side of Taiwan cannot go to the west side of Taiwan, and people from the west side cannot go to the east side.
很多年以前呢，政府呢就在那个山的中间呢，就开出了一条路，从东到西，所以叫东西横贯公路。
Years ago, the government opened a road from the east to the west side, and they call it the Trans Island
East-West
Road.
然后这个山路啊，从花莲的那个地方叫太鲁阁开始，那一直到台中的东势。
And this road starts all the way on the east side.
Yeah,
花莲。In 花莲，and goes to central Taiwan.
Yeah. 然后从花莲开始的那一段哈，是非常非常美丽的一段。
And that first segment is a very beautiful segment.
我在台湾住了24年。
I've lived in Taiwan for 24 years.
我在休斯顿住了25年。
I've lived in Houston for 25 years.
我在台湾住了24年，从来没有去过花莲。
The 24 years I've lived in Taiwan, I've never been to Hualien.
从台北坐火车到花莲2个小时。
From Taipei to Hualien, it takes 2 hours on the train.
但是24年，这两小时的路我就没走过。
For the 24 years I lived there, I've never traveled that 2 hour journey.
在这25年当中呢，我回台湾大概十次以上。
The 25 years I've lived in Houston, I've returned to Taiwan about 10 times.
我常常在想，我下一次回台湾，我要去花莲。
Every time I say to myself, next time I go back to Taiwan, I will go to Hualien.
但是这25年，一直到今年以前，我都没有去过。
But for the 25 years until this year, I've never gone to Hualien.
我在横贯公路的照片看了很多次。
I've seen many photographs of this road.
我也在我们地理课本上读过这个的横贯公路。
And in our geography books, I've read much about this road.
我也看过一些影片。
And I've even seen some video.
不过2个小时的路程。
But it's only a 2 hour journey.
但是我从来没有去过。
But I've never been there.
一直到今年。
Until this year.
那的确是一个好地方啊。
That truly is a good place.
所以你还没有去过的话
，If you've never been there，
你有机会到台湾的话
，If you have an opportunity to go to Taiwan，
你一定要去这个地方。
You need to go to this place.
我从来没有在别的地方看到像那样的地方。
I've never seen another place like that.
大峡谷跟这个不一样。
The Grand Canyon is not like this.
落基山脉跟这不一样。
The Rocky Mountains are not like this.
那些地方我都去过。
Those places I've been.
但是跟这里不一样。
It is not the same.
这里是一个很特别的地方。
It is a very special place.
弟兄姊妹，这么近的一个地方。
Brothers and sisters, this place was so close.
这离我住的地方这么近的地方。
It was so close to the place I used to live.
我却没有去过。
But I've never been there.
在我们属灵的这个道路上。
In our spiritual journey.
这样的是例子比比皆是。
This is a true example.
也许很多在属灵的那个事或的经历。
Often our spiritual experiences.
离我们是非常的近。
It is very close to us.
但是我们从来没有去。
But we've never been there.
或许主把这次把夏令会的话语给我们。
Perhaps the Lord gave us His word through the summer conference.
也许让我们来在属灵的这个道路上呢跨出一步。
Maybe he wants us to take a step in our spiritual journey.
也许去那个我们从来没有去过的那个地方。
To take us to a place where we've never been.
我举几个例子。
I want to give a few examples.
也许你有一个很好的朋友。
Perhaps you have a very good friend.
你们做朋友做了10-20年了。
Maybe you have had this friend for decades.
也许24年了。
Maybe 24 years.
但是呢，你从来没有向他传福音过。
But you've maybe you've never shared the gospel with him.
他跟你是这么靠近。
He is so close to you.
他跟你是这么要好。
And he is so such a good friend to you.
但是你从来没有跟他传福音过。
But you have never shared the good news with him.
也许主要你在这个地上跨进一步。
Perhaps the Lord wants you to take a step in this matter.
把你所认识的主耶稣介绍给他。
To introduce him to the Lord Jesus that you know.
也许你信主了一段日子。
Maybe you've known the Lord for a while.
也许你的妻子也信主一段日子。
And maybe your wife has known the Lord for a while.
但是你从来没有跟他一起祷告过。
But maybe you've never prayed with her.
你想过好多次。
Maybe you thought of this for many times.
因为听人说夫妻要一起祷告。
And you've often heard that the husband and wife should pray together.
你想了好多次。
And you thought about this for many times. 但是你
不晓得你太太会怎么样反应。
But you do not know how your wife would react.
所以你想一想就算了。
And you just thought about it and that was that.
也许你是做妻子的。
Maybe you are the wife.
你也想过这个问题。
And you thought about this.
但是你不知道你的先生会怎么反应。
But you do not know how your husband would react.
你怕你先生不答应。
You're afraid that your husband would not agree.
所以这个事情就摆下来了。
So you just put this matter down.
一摆就好多年。
And you place this matter aside for many years.
这个事情很近很近的。
This matter is so close.
这个事情就在你的家里面。
This thing is in your family.
但是呢，一直都没有成就。
But you've never accomplished this.
也许主要你跨出这一步。
Perhaps the Lord wants you to take this step.
夫妻一起祷告。
Husband and wife to pray together.
这是一个非常有价值的属灵的经历。
This is a very valuable spiritual experience.
最起码有一个好处。
At least there's one good thing.
如果夫妻每天晚上一起祷告的话，
If the husband and wife prays together each night,
这个夫妻不太容易吵架很久。
They cannot fight for very long.
你想想看，如果两个人吵架不讲话了。
Just think about it. If the two people are arguing and they cannot talk to each other.
但是晚上呢要祷告。
But at night you need to pray with each other.
这就很困难。
This is very difficult.
就强迫我们回到那个地方说我们这个事情要解决。
So it forces you to return to the place and say you need to resolve this matter.
这些事情说起来是小。
You might think this is a small thing.
但是在我们属灵的这个生活上面呢有很重要的一件事，很重要的影响。
But it has a great impact on our spiritual life.
如果主感动你，
If the Lord moves you,
但是你一直没有办法成就这个事情，
But you have never able to do this thing.
也许主要我们在这件事情上来跨出一步。
Perhaps the Lord wants you to take a step in this matter.
也许你曾经在心里面想过很多次。
Maybe you've thought about this in your heart many times.
你觉得你希望把家里能够打开，让弟兄姊妹来聚会。
That you want to open up your house for the brothers and sisters to come meet.
你想过很多很多次。
You've thought about this many times.
但是呢，有很多的难处。
But there are many difficulties.
所以这个是一直没有成就。
So you are never able to accomplish this matter.
也许主要你跨出这一步。
Perhaps the Lord wants you to take this step.
把你的家打开，让弟兄姊妹来聚会。
To open up your house for the brothers and sisters to come.
这里面有许许多多的祝福。
There are many blessings here.
如果你不打开这一步的话，
But if you do not take this step,
这个祝福你就没有办法经历得到。
You will never be able to experience the blessings.
神对耶稣亚说，
The Lord says to Hosea,
Joshua, 他说你脚掌所踏之地。我都要照着我应许摩西的话来赐给你们。
Wherever you place your feet, I will grant it to you according to the promise I gave Moses.
主已经把他要你走的那下一步启示在你的心里面。
He wants to reveal this next step that you are to take.
他也常常在你的心里面把那一步感动在你的心里面。
Often he will stir your heart on to take this next step.
但是你那个脚一直都跨不出去。
But your feet is powerless to move forward.
也许神要成就的，他所喜悦的事就是这一件事。
But perhaps what the Lord wants to accomplish is this step that you take.
因此我们在主的面前再有一点祷告。
So before the Lord, let us have a bit of prayer.
主是不是你要我做这一件事？
Lord, is it you who want me to do this?
如果主还是这样感动你的话，
If the Lord moves you,
你的脚掌就踏出那一步，
And your feet will take this step.
弟兄姊妹，你一踏出那一步，那个约旦河就分开了。
When you take the step, the Jordan River will split apart.
你一踏出那一步，那祝福就下来了。
And the blessing comes down.
就是踏出这信心的一步。
To take the step of faith.
这是头一点我要交通的。
This is the first point I want to share on.
在主的话在我们当中这样被丰富的倾倒下来以后。
When the word of the Lord comes down so abundantly among us,
我们乃是要向主有所回应。
We need to have a response to the Lord.
你要在我身上成就哪一件事呢？
What is it that you want to accomplish in my life?
好让我们的脚能够踏出这一步来。
So that my feet might be able to take this step.
第二点我要向弟兄姊妹分享的。
The second point I want to share.
那就是第十三节里面。
It's in verse 13.
第十三节里面他说弟兄啊我不是以为自己已经得着了他重复了第二次他说我只有一件事只有一件事、
He says brothers I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it so he repeats this but he says but one thing I do
这个有单一的心志是非常的重要
this he has one thing in his heart
一个奔跑的人需要有一个单一的心志
A person who runs must have a goal, a single purpose.
凡是神所使用的器皿，他们都有一个单一的心志。
All the vessels that the Lord used, they must have a single purpose in their heart.
就像那个挪亚，挪亚只有一件事。
For example, Noah had only one thing.
就是盖他的方舟。
And that is to build the ark.
约书亚也只有一件事。
And Joshua, he only had one thing.
他就是要进那个迦南地。
And it is to enter the land of Canaan.
亚伯拉罕身上也只有一件事。
And Abraham, he had one thing.
他愿意看见那个有根基的城。
He wants to see the city with the foundation.
每一个在主面前成为他器皿的人都有这样一个特质他们身上就只有一件事
Each person that becomes a vessel of the Lord they have this one characteristic is that they have this single purpose in their life.
所以我们在主的面前也要在主的面前 来思想
So when we need to come before the Lord and have this thought.
是不是主也让我们来专心一件事
Does the Lord want us to have one thing?
因为如果我们没有这样的一个专心的话
If we do not have this focus
我们在地上就不能够好好的奔跑
Then we cannot run well in this world
那到底哪一件事呢
So what is this one thing?
如果你同意你需要在地上只有一件事的话
If you agree that on this earth you are to only have one thing
那到底是哪一件
What is this?
我想许许多多人有许许多多不同的答案
I believe that many people have many different answers.
有的人认为在地上呢不可少的就是钱财。
Many people believe that on this earth, one thing you cannot lack is money.
我想这个是在地上最普遍的一种想法。
I believe this is probably the most common thought in this world.
什么都可以少，不能少钱。
I can lack everything except for wealth.
因此，生活的一切的目标和努力都在积攒钱财上面。
So the whole All the efforts and the purpose in life is to accumulate wealth.
有的人认为在地上最重要的一件事就是要有得到人的尊敬。
Some other people feel that the most important thing in this world is to have respect from people.
因此在地上他所有的努力都是要有一天能够得到人的尊敬。
Therefore, all the efforts he put in this world is so that one day people will respect him.
还有一种人呢，他们认为在地上最重要的一件事就是自己得到享受。
There are other people that believe that the most important thing in this world is for them to enjoy pleasures.
因此，那个享受就成为他们心中的一件事。
So these pleasures become the single thing in their heart.
但是我们信主的人
，But those of us who believe in the Lord，
哪一件事是我们所不能少的
？What is the one thing that we cannot lack？
我想主的话告诉我们。
I think the Lord's words tell us.
这个不能少的一件，就是人所不能夺去的那一件。
The one thing that we cannot lack is the one thing that cannot be taken away.
这些所有的事能够被夺去的，都不值得我们追求。
Everything that can be taken away is not worth our pursuing.
财富是能够被夺走的。
The wealth can be taken away.
地位是能够被夺走的。
Position and power can be taken away.
享受也是能够被夺走。
Pleasures can be taken away.
只有一件是人夺不走的。
There is only one thing that cannot be taken away.
就是基督在我们里面，那个生命是不能夺走。
The life of Christ in us cannot be taken away.
弟兄姊妹，我们来到这个世界上，我们是孤孤单单的。
Brothers and sisters, we come into this world alone.
双胞胎，双胞胎例外。
Except for twins.
其他的人，我们来的时候都是孤孤单单一个人来的。
For everyone else, we come all by ourselves.
同样的，当我们离开这个世界的时候，也是孤孤单单的。
In the same way, when we leave this world, we will leave alone.
你有没有想到，你有一天离开这个世界的时候，是孤孤单单的
？Have you ever thought that one day when you leave this world, you will leave alone?
你也不能带什么朋友去。
You cannot bring your friends.
他们也不见得愿意跟你去。
Perhaps they don't want to go with you.
你在地上积攒的钱财，你也带不走。
The wealth that you accumulate in this world, you cannot take with you.
你所享受的那个地位，你也带不去。
The position that you have worked so hard for, you cannot take with you.
所有在地上这些享受都不能和你同去。
None of the pleasures that you enjoy in this world can be taken with you.
所以你有一天离开这个世界是孤孤单单。
So one day when you leave this world, you will leave alone.
你唯一可以带走一个一件。
There is only one thing you can take with you.
就是耶稣基督
and that is Jesus Christ.
其他都没有
nothing else.
所以既然是这样
so there, since it is this way,
如果我们大家都同意这一点
if we all agree this, on this point,
我们走到人生尽头，我们离开这个世界，我们其他都带不走，唯一带的就是耶稣基督
if one day when we leave, this place, there, we cannot take anything with us. The only thing we can take with us is Jesus Christ.
那为什么不把主当作我们在地上生活的那一件事。
If it is so, then why do we not take the Lord Jesus Christ and make him the one thing in our life?
我们都知道一个事实哈。
We all know this truth.
没有人去会那个照顾那租来的房子。
Nobody goes and takes care of the house that you rent.
如果你今天的房子是你租来的。
If today you live in a place that you rent.
那你就不会好好的去剪那个草。
You will not diligently cut the lawn.
你好像就觉得不会好好的去浇那个花。
You will not diligently water the plants.
因为那不是你的嘛。
Because it is not yours.
那有一天你就要离开了。
Because one day you will leave.
你不会把你所有的心思念摆在那个事情上。
You will not put all your heart on this place that you live in.
今天我们在这个地上做客旅。
But today in this world we are but sojourners.
这些事都是暂时的。
All these things are temporary.
这些事都要过去的。
All these things will pass away.
那我们不要把它当作我们心里面的那唯一的一件事。
Let us not take anything in this world and call it the one thing in our heart.
前两礼拜我们有一个姊妹呢，她就得了一个轻微的中风哦。
A few weeks ago, we had a sister who had a light stroke.
她是那个血管里面呢，突然之间有一个很大的血块呢。就把他的血管暂时的堵住了。
There is in her blood blood vessels there's suddenly a blood clot that temporarily blocked the passageway.
因为一堵住了，两边的血管都暂时的堵住。
So when the blood clot is there, it prevents the flow.
所以呢，他就不能讲话，他手也不能举起来，他连眼睛都张不开。
So when this happened, she was not able to speak. She was not able to lift her hands. She was not even able to open her eyes.
但是在24个小时以后呢？那个情形就消失了。
But 24 hours later, this condition disappeared.
那个血块就可能就化掉了。
Perhaps the blood clot dissolved.
所以她又完全恢复的正常。
And then once again, she recovered to be normal.
礼拜三的时候，我们就她就来祷告聚会。
And on Wednesday night, she came to our prayer meeting.
我看她好像比从前好像更好一样。
To me, she almost seemed more energetic than before.
我有点惊讶，我觉得她这次来恐怕会比较信心比较小。
And I thought maybe when she comes this time, she may have less faith.
但是没有想到这次她来的时候，比从前的信心更大。
But to my surprise, she came and she appeared to have stronger faith than before.
她告诉我，她说她觉得她好像又得了一个新生一样。
She told me, she said, it's almost like she received a new life.
在刹那之间，她觉得好像她这个生命就要走了。
For a moment, she thought her life was passing.
但现在一个二十四小时以后呢，他觉得他好像得了一个新生一样。
But after 24 hours, she felt like she had received a new life.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们的生命是非常的脆弱的。
Brothers and sisters, our lives are very fragile.
只要一块血块呢，就能够把我们的生命夺去的。
A tiny blood clot can take away our life.
所以我们在地上的时候，不要把别的事当做呢最重要的一件。
So when we're in this world, do not take other things and call it this one thing.
如果哪一天那件事情临到你我的身上，
if one day something like this come upon our life,
在我们眼睛张不开的时候，
when our eyes cannot be opened,
在我们不能说话的时候，
when we cannot speak,
在我们手不能举起来的时候，
when we cannot even lift our arms,
钱财有什么用呢？
What is wealth good for?
地位又有什么用呢？
What is your position worth?
你还能享受什么事情？
What pleasures can you enjoy?
这些都不能当做那一件事。
None of these things can be that one thing.
但是我们感谢主，我们姊妹说，在那个时候就是基督是她的喜乐。
Praise the Lord, our sister said at that moment, Jesus Christ was her joy.
只有主能够带领我们经过这一个死亡。
Only the Lord can take us through this death.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们那一件事。
Brothers and sisters, this is our one thing.
我们在地上需要认清楚什么是宝贵的。
We need to know in this world what is precious.
我们常常要在主的面前为我们还有生命气息来感谢主。
We need to often thank the Lord for the breath that we take and the beats of our hearts.
我们都知道我们小安人那个小安人那个 baby 他的白血球很少。
We know that we have this baby Aaron among us that he has very few white blood cells.
所以我们常常为他这件事情祷告。
So we often pray for him.
如果有一天啊，突然之间他的白血球呢就增加到正常一样。
If one day his white blood cells come go to a normal level.
我相信我们所有弟兄姊妹呢都会非常的喜乐，大声的赞美神。
Then I believe that all the brothers and sisters will rejoice and praise the Lord out loud.
但是今天我们很多人，我们的白血球都是正常的。
But for many of us, our white blood cells are normal.
我们为什么没有大声赞美神呢？
How come we do not praise the Lord?
为什么小安人有一天他的白血球正常，我们就大声赞美神？
Then why is it that one day when baby Aaron's white blood cell reached a normal level, why do we praise the Lord?
今天我们当中不知道有多少人白血球都是正常的。
I don't know how many among you, we all have a normal blood, white blood cell count.
甚至我们当中很多年长的，他白血球也是正常的。
Even many of our elder brothers and sisters have normal white blood cell count.
表示那个主维持他的白血球到这么老的这个年纪了。
It means that the Lord has sustained the white blood cell, white blood cell count for so many years.
我们真是应该来感谢，来赞美神。
We need to thank and praise the Lord.
因为我们身上如果少了那个白血球。
Because in our body, if we lack this white blood cells,
我们在这个地上就比较辛苦了。
And we will have many difficulties in this world.
我们要为我们今天还有这个生命和气息要来感谢神。
We need to thank the Lord that we still have life and breath.
这个生命是神赐给我们的。
This life was given to us by the Lord.
这个是神在维持我们的生命。
It is the Lord who sustains our life.
我们就不能把这个生命来追求那些会过去的事情。
So we cannot use our life to pursue after things that are only temporary.
神让我们在地上还有这个生命和气息。
The Lord has given us life and breath in this world.
那是让我们来追求来认识他。
So that we can pursue and know him.
所以不可少的这只有一件。
So the one thing that we cannot lack, and it is this one thing.
这是第二点。我要和弟兄姊妹交通。
This is the second point I wanted to share with the brothers and sisters.
第三件事。
The third thing.
是第十三节后半，他说要忘记背后，努力面前。
In the second half of verse 13 says, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead.
忘记什么？
Forgetting what?
什么事情我们该忘记？
What are the things that we need to forget?
我想，简单的说呢，最少有两方面的事情。
Simply put, there are at least two things.
一个事情就是从前发生在你身上那些不幸的事情。
The first thing is all the things, unfortunate things that has happened in your past.
在我们人生的路程当中，在我们身上发生过许许多多的事。
In your journey of life, many things have happened to you.
有很多事情是不幸的。
There are many unfortunate things.
有很多事是不顺利的。
There are many unsuccessful things.
很多事是让我们难受的。
There are many things that are uncomfortable.
让我们觉得有伤痕的。
Things that have caused brought scars.
这些事都要忘记。
All of these things we must forget.
也许你不能忘记。
Perhaps you cannot forget.
但是当主的恩典临到你的时候
But when the grace of the Lord comes upon you
或许这是主要你所做的一件事
Perhaps this is what the one this is the thing that the Lord wants you to do
让你靠着他的恩典把那些事忘记
To take his grace and forget all those things
还有另外一方面的事
There is another thing
就是过去发生在你身上呢是非常得意的事
All the good things that That does happen in your past.
让你非常骄傲的事
The things that have caused you to be prideful.
这些事也要忘记的
All these things you must also forget.
在我们跟随主的路上 有的时候是这种事让我们不能往前
Sometimes in our journey with the Lord, it is these things that cause us not to be able to walk forward.
我们想到我们从前辉煌的历史啊
We think about the glory days.
就觉得今天太窝囊
When we feel that it's so horrible today.
所以我们常常活在那个记忆的当中。
So we often live in those memories.
盼望呢能够重新回到那样的光景里面。
That we may be able to return to those old glorious days.
这些事要忘记。
We must forget all of those things.
所以坏的事也要忘记，好的事也要忘记。
So we must forget the unfortunate things and also the things that we glory in.
就是什么事都要忘记。
So basically, we need to forget everything.
在过去的事就是过去了。
The things that have passed, they have passed.
但是我们要来努力面前的。
We need to strain on toward what is ahead.
还有一些事。
There's still other things.
是在我刚才讲的之外的。
Some other things that are outside of the matters that I have brought up.
我们来读路加福音第九章。
Let us read Luke chapter 9.
路加福音第九章。
Luke chapter 9.
我们读61节。
Luke chapter 9, verse 61.
62节。
And 62.
好，来请。又有一人说，主，我要跟从你，但容我先去辞别我家里的人。耶稣说：“手扶着犁向后看的，不配进神的国。”这里面有一个人，他实在是受了主的感动。
In this passage, there is a person who is moved by the Lord.
他就到主的面前呢，他就鼓起勇气，他就讲了这么一句话。
He worked up some courage and came before the Lord and said this.
他说：“主，我要跟从你。”
He says, "I will follow you."
但是呢。很可惜，他后面就说：“但是。”
But unfortunately, he said, "But."
今天我们也常常在主的面前向主说这句话。
Often we, many times we come before the Lord and we say this.
我们说：“主啊，我要跟从你。”
We say, "Lord, I will follow you."
但是。
But.
你看我这个太太。
Oh, look at my wife.
主啊，我实在愿意跟从你。
Lord, I will follow you.
但是。
But.
看我这个先生
Look at my husband.
主，我实在愿意跟从你。
Lord, I will follow you.
你看我这个环境。
But look at my condition.
主，我实在愿意跟从你。
Lord, I really want to follow you.
但是。
But.
你看我这个身体。
Look at my body.
啊，好多事情啊。
There are so many things.
叫我们不能跟随主。
That cause us not to be able to follow the Lord.
我们许许多多的理由。
We have so many excuses.
主啊，我实在愿意好好的读圣经。
Lord, I want to really read the Bible.
但是。
But.
我不知道你的原因是什么。
I don't know what your reasons are.
我们有好多好多的好多的理由。
I know we have many, many reasons.
当你说但是的时候。
When you say but.
当你说这个但是的时候，你就是向后看。
When you say but, you are looking behind.
主说，手扶着犁向后看的人，不配进神的国。
Jesus replied, No one who puts his hand on the plow and looks back is fit for the service in the kingdom of God.
当主要我们往前去的时候
When the Lord wants us to go ahead,
他要我们忘记背后的
When he wants us to move ahead, he wants us to forget what is behind.
他要我们努力面前的
He wants us to strain on towards what is ahead.
若是不能忘记过去,
if you cannot forget what is in the past,
我们就不能努力面前,
then you cannot strain toward what is ahead.
还有一件事我们特别应该忘记,
there's one thing that we really need to forget.
就是有人得罪你的事。
It is the sins that other people have committed towards you.
有人得罪你，你不能赦免。
The people who have offended you that you cannot forgive.
这个是我们要忘记。
We need to forgive.
如果这个是我们不忘记的话
，If we do not forget,
它就在我们的心里面成为我们的一个捆绑。
It will become a bondage in your heart.
让我们不能努力面前的。
It causes you not to be able to strain toward what is ahead.
这件事很严重。
This is very a serious matter.
因为主告诉我们
，Because the Lord tells us,
我们要他要免我们的债。如同我们免了人的债。
He will forget our debts as we have forgiven our debtors.
如果你不能赦免人的话
，If you cannot forgive，
你不能免了人的债
，If you cannot forgive other people's debts，
那你怎么做这个祷告呢
？Then how can you make this prayer？
你到神的面前，你就没有办法做这个祷告。
How can you pray this prayer before the Lord？
你没有办法说免了我的债，如同我免了人的。
Then you cannot say before the Lord, "Forgive my debts as I've forgiven the debts of those."
因此，无论在我们身上发生了什么事
，So no matter what has happened to you,
无论别人是如何的亏欠我们
，No matter what how other people have offended us,
无论那个伤痕有多么的深
，No matter how deep the wounds may be,
你愿不愿意在主的面前做这个祷告
？Are you willing to make this prayer before the Lord?
说免我们的债，如同我们。免了人的债
Forget my debts as I have forgiven the debts against me.
你有一个选择
You have a choice.
你要不然就是不做这样的祷告
One choice you can make is to not make this prayer.
如果你要做这个祷告的话
But if you want to make this prayer,
你就要免了人的债
You need to forget your debtors.
这个是让我们能够努力面前的
This causes you to be able to strain toward what is ahead.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候很多事情不容易忘记。
Brothers and sisters, there are many things that we have a hard time forgetting.
但是保罗给我们一个勉励。
But Paul encourages us.
他在希伯来书告诉我们，他说我们要放下各样的重担，要脱去容易缠累我们的罪。
In Hebrews, he says, "Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles."
不饶恕人实在是我们身上的一个重担。
If we cannot forgive, it becomes a heavy burden on us.
那个担子在我们的身上。
That burden is on us.
那个担子不在那个得罪你的人的身上。
That burden is not on the person who has offended you.
因此，你要认识在这里受苦的是你。
You need to understand that the person who is suffering is you.
受苦的永远是那个不能饶恕别人的人。
The person who suffers is always a person who cannot forgive.
因此我们在主的面前要靠着他的恩典来放下这样的重担
So before the Lord we need to put down this burden by his grace
我们要能够脱去那些容易缠累我们的罪
We need to throw off all the sins that so easily entangles
在生活里面有许许多的事情要把我们缠住的
In our lives there are many things that want to entangle us
在英文里面说这个 internet 就是 net 是一个网子
For example in English the internet is a net
那个 net 就是一个网子对不对
It's a net
那个网子就是要把人缠住的
A net captures people
今天我看见好多人都在这里被缠住了
I see that many people have been caught by this net
一个很大很大的那个网子
It's a very very big net
那个网子是无形的一个大网子
This net is a shapeless net
那个网子是无孔不入的。
There is nothing that cannot enter.
几乎每一个家都有那个网子都进去了。
This in every family the net has entered.
啊，我看几乎每一个孩子都在那个网上面。
I see every child on this internet.
这是一个很大的一个网子。
This is a huge net.
这个网子要把我们缠住的。
This net causes to be entangled.
有多少人被这个网子缠住
的 ？There are so many people who are entangled by this net.
要脱去这些事。
We need to throw it off.
当然，你如果不能脱去这些事的话
，If you cannot throw these things off,
我们不能努力面前的
，Then we cannot strain on towards what is.
所以是第三方面讲到要忘记背后 要努力面前。
So this is the third thing, point. It is that we need to forget what is behind and strain on towards what is ahead.
最后一件第四点。
The fourth point, the last point.
就是腓立比书第三章第十四节最后一段。
It is in Philippians chapter 3, the last part of verse 14.
就是我们要向着标杆直跑。
Is we need to press on towards the goal.
要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来所得的奖赏。
To win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
我们不但要有一个标杆。
We not only need to have this goal.
而且要向着这个标杆直跑。
But we need to press on toward this goal.
保罗的标杆是什么？
What is the goal for Paul?
保罗告诉我们他的标杆是什么？
Paul told us what his goal was.
他的标杆在第三章第八节。
It is in verse 8 in chapter 3.
就在腓立比书第三章第八节，保罗清清楚楚告诉我们他的标杆是什么。
Paul told us clearly in chapter 3 verse 8 what his goal was.
他说不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的。因我以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝，我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。
What is more, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ.
保罗知道什么是宝贵的。
Paul knows what is precious.
他也知道什么是有损的。
He knows what is worthy.
因此他把这个宝贝当作宝贝。
He knows what is lost and he knows what is precious.
他把这个粪土当作粪土。
He considers the rubbish rubbish.
今天我们有一个软弱。
Today we have one weakness.
就是我们这个眼睛看不清楚。
It is that our eyes cannot see clearly.
好像需要眼药一样。
It is like we need eye salve.
当我们的眼睛看不清楚的时候。
When our eyes are dimmed.
我们会有的时候把粪土当作宝贝。
Sometimes we will consider the rubbish as treasure.
在你看来实在是宝贝。
In your eyes, you think it is precious.
但实际上呢是粪土。
But in actuality, it is rubbish.
那为什么会把这个粪土当作宝贝呢？
So why would you take this rubbish and call it a treasure?
因为我们眼睛看不清楚。
Because our eyes have dimmed.
眼睛看不清楚是没有办法向着标杆的。
When your eyes are dim, you cannot run, press on towards the goal.
我们上个周末在 Huntsville, 在那个福音营的时候。
Last weekend, we were at a gospel camp in Huntsville.
我们有一个活动啊，就是射击。
We had one activity. It is we had a target to shoot. It was a BB gun.
为了我们要射击，我们走了好多路。
To shoot these BB guns, we walked many ways.
就是为了要能够呢。来射击。
To shoot at the target, we took a long way.
我们就发现那个射击的是有它的秘诀的。
We discovered that there are secrets to hitting the target.
那个枪每一把枪上面呢都有一个准心哈，有一个准心。
On each gun, the rifle, there is a sight. Yeah, it's called a sight.
Yeah. 然后呢，在那个枪的靠近扳机的地方呢，有另外一个那个叫什么？
我也不知道。And near the on the barrel there is one sight, and on the side of the near the trigger there is another sight.
那你如果要打中目标的话呢？这两点呢，跟那个目标呢，要成为一条直线。
If you want to hit the target, you must make a straight line with these two sides.
所以你的眼睛呢，看过去的时候呢，这个三点呢，成为一点。
When you want to hit the target, you need to make these three points become one point.
然后呢，你要停止呼吸。
And you need to stop breathing.
你呼吸就动了。
Because when you breathe, you will move.
然后呢，然后你按扳机呢，就会中。
And if you pull the trigger, you will hit the target.
然后我们有很多的那个小小的子弹。
And we had many these little BBs.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们的生活，我们的每一天的生活，就像一颗子弹一样。
Brothers and sisters, each day of our life is like this tiny BB.
我们每一天都有一个机会把这一个子弹射到那个目标上面去。
Each day we have an opportunity to shoot this BB into the target.
所以我们要来打中目标的话，我们要把我们的那个枪拿起来，要对准我们的目标。
So if we want to hit the target, we need to take up this rifle and we need to point it at the target.
如果我们每一天的生活是能够打中那个目标的话，
if each day we can hit the target,
这个叫做向着标杆直跑。
That is to press on towards the goal.
所以我们每一天早晨起来的时候，
each morning when we wake up,
我们需要重新把我们这一天的生活来对准我们的基督。
Once again, we need to direct our life towards our Christ.
然后在我们每一天结束的时候，
at the end of each day,
我们要再来到主的面前来反省今天这一天的生活是不是达到你的目标。
We need to re-examine, see whether this day you've hit the target.
我想保罗就是这样过生活的一个人。
I believe Paul is the person who lived in such a way.
我们不要在主的面前一下心愿太大，我从此以后要奔跑主的道路。
Let us not all of a sudden become overzealous and say, from now on, I will run the path of the Lord.
我们要乃是在主的面前，我明天需要走在主的道路上。
But instead, we just say, tomorrow, I will walk in the Lord.
每一天，每一天这样的重新来对准这个标杆。
Day by day, we redirect our purpose towards this goal.
这个一个赛程乃是一步一步累积起来的。
A race is made up of a journey is made out of many steps.
没有一个人能够一步就跳到那终点站。
No one can take one step and reach the final destination.
我们每一步路都要和那个目标来对准。
But each of our steps need to be directed towards the goal.
这样有一天我们就会达到那个目标。
And one day we will reach that destination.
弟兄姊妹，这是非常重要的一件事。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very important matter.
今天主实在给我们有机会。
The Lord has given us opportunity today.
所以我们都仍然有生命气息。
That we still have life and breath.
主给我们有机会来走我们当走的路。
And the Lord has given us the opportunity to walk in the path that we ought to walk in.
我们相信是主怜悯我们，所以到如今仍然对我们说话。
I believe it is the Lord who gives us mercy that He still continues to speak to us.
而他所说的话必然不突然返回。
His words will not return to Him in vain.
他要在我们身上要成就他所喜悦的事。
He desires to accomplish His will in our life.
我们在主的面前实在要求主来恩待我们。
Before the Lord, we ask that He will bless us.
让我们看见我们当跑的路。
That we may be able to see the path that He desires for us to run.
让我们看见那未得之地。
For us to see what we have not yet to accomplish.
虽然我们这个人是软弱。
Though we are weak.
但是靠着信心来用我们的脚掌来踏出那一步。
But by faith, we can take this one step.
我们实在感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
虽然我们不能够放下那个重担。
Although we cannot put down the heavy burdens.
但是我们有一个大祭司。
But we have this great high priest.
那个大祭司在我们的周围。
He is around us.
他能够帮我们拿去我们的重担。
He can take away our heavy burden.
好叫我们能够忘记背后。
That we may be able to forget what is behind.
努力面前。
And strain on towards what is ahead.
让我们每一天每一天把那一天的日子来奉献给主。
That each day we may offer our life to the Lord.
靠着主的恩典。
By His grace.
一天一天的这样的来跟随主
to follow him daily
好叫有一天当我们的日子走完的时候
so that when we come to the end of our journey
那我们就能像保罗一样说当跑的路我已经跑尽了
that we may be like Paul and say I have run the race
有一天是这一句话是最能够让我们的心得安慰
That is the words that will comfort us one day.
有一天，当我们走到我们人生的那个尽头的时候
，One day when we come to the end of our life's journey.
如果当跑的路你已经跑尽了
，If you have completed the race set before you,
你心里面有极大的喜乐
，You will have such a great joy in your heart.
但是如果我们有一天到了那个时候
But if one day we reach that point
我们心里还有许许多多的没有跑的路
If in our hearts there are still many journeys that we have not taken
那我们怎么能够面对那个站在我们面前的审判台
How can we stand before the judgment seat before us?
因此我们为了要在那一天能够站在那个审判台前
For that day when we are able to stand before the judgment seat
我们就要在今天每一天都来站在审判台前
We need to stand before the judgment seat every day now
我们每一天在主的面前有这样学习在我们要睡觉以前我今天当跑的路我是不是跑尽了
We need to practice that each day before we go to sleep we need to ask ourselves whether we have run the race set before us this day
今天有没有哪一个该祷告的事情我没有祷告的
Is there something that I needed to pray about today that I have not yet prayed for
今天有没有哪一个孩子我要跟他读圣经我还没有读的
Is there a child who I need to read the Bible with that I have not read with
如果今天有没有哪一个弟兄我应当打电话我还没有打的
Is there a brotherwhom I supposed to call today that I have not yet called
今天我该读的圣经我还没有读的
is there the scripture that I'm supposed to read today that I have not yet read
你如果能够把每一天当作一个生命来活的话
if you live each day as if it was as if it was entire life
把每一天摆在审判台前
if we place each day before the judgment seat of the Lord
这样到那日我们必然能够坦然无惧站在基督的台前
so that on that day we may be able to stand without fear before the judgment seat of Christ
我们一起祷告
let us pray together
主我们实在感谢赞美你的恩典
Lord we praise you and thank you for your grace
让我们今天仍然有生命有气息能够在这里
we thank you that we have life and breath that we may be here
是你来维持我们的生命
it is you who sustain our life
是你在我们身上赐给我们丰富的恩典
it is you who have bestowed upon us this wonderful blessing
叫我们能够在这里仍然来赞美你
that we may be able to stand here and continue to worship you
主我们谢谢你不断对我们说话
we thank you that not only do you speak to us
我们也谢谢你愿意在我们成就你所喜悦的事
but you also desire to accomplish your will in us
早上主我们求你在我们众弟兄姊妹的身上成就你所喜悦的事
Lord this morning we pray that you will accomplish your will among the brothers
让我们在你的里面用信心来踏出我们应当踏出的那一步
that in, by your grace we may be able to take that step of faith
忘记背后努力面前
Forgetting what is behind, straining towards what is ahead.
每一天来向着标杆直跑。
Each day we may press on towards the goal.
赐给我们这样的恩典。
Give us this grace.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.